My wool worker is gone. And, like, I had to hand something off to, like, this other super competent dude that I work with. And I'm like, hey, man, I need this thing done by Friday. And then we didn't have any more discussion about it. And he's done with it. That's like, ugh, this is what it's supposed to be like. Mm. Why isn't it like this?
Birthday provides.
Oh, that's yeah, birthday provides.
Birthday provides.
All right. Speaking of birthday providing.
Oh, I knew it!
Oh, shit. This is for me?
That's for you.
I fucking knew it. Oh my god, he bought you Amazon. Holy shit!
Just a piece of it.
Yeah, I love you.
You have to put it in water. It will grow to the full size Amazon.
Aww. Oh my gosh. That's actually so funny because I was like sitting there. I don't remember why I was thinking it, but I was thinking that I wanted to watch this.
You don't know why you were thinking
it? You don't know why?
I don't know why specifically like.
You probably thought of it on Monday.
This Monday?
This past Monday.
Yeah.
Yep.
You don't know why?
You okay. Seen this? Okay. Then this is going to be really great when you go watch this and then come back and tell us why you thought of it.
Uh-oh.
because this makes such good audio. Kayla got a copy of Logan's Run.
Oh, that's right. Yeah. I got a copy of Logan's Run. I don't have a Blu-ray player.
That's all right.
Oh, wait. You have a Blu-ray player.
I also got a copy of Logan's Run on my 30th birthday.
Does it have, like, the digital copy? I wasn't sure if it did or not.
Probably not.
I don't think it does. Normally it says, like, right across the top.
Yeah. That's okay. David has a Blu-ray player.
It's true. It's all true.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Don't look disinterested. Oh, hands are wet.
I got a bunch of attic dust all up inside me, Tony.
Mm.
Fiberglass in me.
I should get some Kentucky bourbon in me.
It's birthday.
It is birthday.
You should do it.
I should.
All right. I mean, I'm not going to fight you not to, Tony. Panda, what do you got going on? How's your week been? That bad, huh? Wow.
Yes, sir.
That's rough, buddy.
I'm playing the Y game with this one. It's been a while.
How are you up to?
I'm only on the third. Mm. But he's responding like this.
I bet you get double digits.
Do you think so?
Yeah.
I don't know. They claim they found my username on a site for nudes, which...
One, that's not a thing.
Right.
That can't be a thing.
Which one, it's not a thing. It didn't happen because I'm almost positive he added me through quick add on Snapchat, which whenever you have like mutuals,
yeah.
Like you can just quickly add them. So it's not a thing. Also, if it was a thing, like, hey.
No, actually.
What's he doing?
He's pouring some bourbon.
I know, that's what, that wasn't a, that was a rhetorical.
I was narrating for the audience.
Oh, were you? Since when do you care about the audience?
I don't. Listen, after 11 years, they fucking know what they're getting. It's been the same thing for 11 years. Tony lured me out here with the promise of reviewing Harry Potter and then ensorcelled me into staying. Look at the color on that, Tony. It's like a prize horse.
Yeah, this is some good stuff.
What does that mean?
I don't know. I was hoping no one would question it.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Oh, you had a little, but Tony, where are all your whiskey rocks?
I've got those in the freezer. They don't work.
No, I know. They're the worst gift that everyone gives everyone else all
they
the time.
They sell them. They sell them at all those places, too. I'm like,
yeah.
No, those don't work. Somebody tried to get me to, it's actually very smooth.
So smooth.
So smooth.
Would you like a little water in that?
Is this what 30 is now? Sipping bourbon?
I've never been good at sipping any alcohol.
No, me neither. The X's.
So, we were told you should swirl it around the glass a little bit.
Jesus.
Then you breathe first with your mouth closed.
Oh.
Then with your mouth open. You actually it actually tastes different. Mm-hmm. It smells different with each.
It's so strong.
And then it is. It's very strong. Some single barrel Four Roses. This was the smoothest of the bourbons that I.
Oh, I believe you.
Yeah. Then I also got some moonshine. Get some apple pie moonshine.
Hell yeah.
But I'm going to save that because when I went to the moonshine place, he was like, I did a flight of moonshines to try some different ones, figure out what I wanted to buy. He had a barreled vodka, and the barreled vodka was vodka that was finished in a bourbon barrel. So it has the bourbon taste, but not this bourbon burn all the way down.
I feel it.
Yeah. Yeah.
Going down.
It's all the way down. And then he said, hang on a second. He left and came back after he was like messing around with his cooler. He poured out. Yeah, like a thermos cooler.
Oh, okay.
So he comes back and he's got this glass. I pick up, it's warm.
Ew.
And it's warm apple cider with this apple pie moonshine.
Go on. Go on.
Oh, it was so good. It was so good.
All right. You know what? That story did finish much better than it started.
Yeah.
I was excited for it by the end.
Then I got to see a great concert while I was in Cincinnati.
While you were traipsing around the middle of the country.
Yep. I got to see the Kentucky Castle. I didn't get to go in it. I drove past it.
The hell's a Kentucky Castle?
There is a castle. Look it up. The Kentucky Castle. It's a fucking castle in Lexington, Kentucky.
Listen, I forgot that Audible was a thing, and I'm hoping books that I like came out since the last time I looked at it.
Oh.
Oh, that's pretty.
Yeah. Yeah, you can stay there.
Yeah, it's a 4-star hotel.
Yep.
Oh, why haven't we done this?
It wasn't available to do until like a month ago. Like it was a thing 3 or 4 years ago, then they sold it, and I tried for like 2 months to hit the website, and it was just a dead website until like a month ago.
Yeah, let's look at the prices.
Are pretty ridiculous.
Why we didn't... I don't know. It doesn't say here.
The price I saw was like $500 for a night.
Yeah, but how many people?
I think that was for a room.
Oh!
I think that was for like the honeymoon.
But how many people?
Yeah, I think that was like the honeymoon suite. I think you can get a room for much cheaper than that.
Hodel! Hodel! Give me the fucking stay. Book. Okay, so 500 is the cheapest.
That's the cheapest?
It goes up to 1,000.
Well, there you go.
So, maybe not.
Well, I think he's catching on too quickly.
Oh, how many did you get to?
It's only like 5.
That's weak.
Wow. Or did you just ask him why each time? And that's all you're responding with?
Yeah.
But this is just dudes today. You're going to send a dick pic. You can't even get the double digits of them asking why you sent it. Where's the conviction?
Right.
Number 11. You're getting boobs.
Not mine.
Just inverted his dick. Just like you crop
here.
The picture so it's his like the cleavage of his shaft on itself.
I'll totally let you take a picture of my boobs and send to him.
Hey, did you watch American Gods, the opener, season opener?
I didn't realize that it started until like 2 days ago.
Ah, well, you can't answer my fucking questions.
I have not watched it yet then.
I want to know if House on the Rock actually looks like that.
Oh, if he replies, I'm going to tell him I'm 13.
Ooh.
Ooh, wow.
Yeah, I'm
going to
do that. We'll see how
that's a situation.
Yeah.
That's a good...
Because he already sent me a picture of his dick.
That's a... Oh, yeah.
Yeah, House on the Rock is crazy.
Okay, then yeah, that's probably it.
It probably is. Because like I remember reading the book, and like I kind of breezed through the description of House on the Rock in the book just because it was like, this doesn't make any sense, so this can't be real.
I don't remember it at all.
And, right? And then I went there, and it was like, holy shit. So then I went back to the book and reread that whole section, and I was like, oh my God, this is...
Yeah, I know.
This is accurate. This is completely accurate.
I know. I want to go there now.
It's really cool.
Because it looks fucking crazy.
It is crazy. There's this room that's You walk down this thing and it looks like you're just walking out into infinity. And then you start looking around and you realize you're out on a bridge that doesn't have another end. And so you start realizing that I'm not being supported. And like every step I take, the whole room is going like this because you're walking out on this arm that just goes out.
For those listening at home, Tony is waving his hand up and down.
Boom, ba boom, ba boom, ba boom. Yeah.
Indicating that the room is bouncing.
It is bouncing. Beouncing.
No, I can't get there.
I don't like where this is going.
Julie never watched the first season, but she told me that when I get to the House on the Rock sequence, I need to let her know if they're actually at House on the Rock, because she actually wants to watch that part since we were there.
Yeah, no, it's definitely that. And it's season 2, episode 1.
Yeah. Well, season 1 ends with them like pulling into the parking lot. So, which, man, I was so excited when they got there, because like, I want to see what they do with this. And, oh, no.
Well, spoiler, it's going to get fucking weird.
There's this gigantic carousel.
Oh, I'm familiar with the carousel, yeah. Tony.
The carousel was in the book, too, because that was like how they traveled, if I'm remembering.
I can neither confirm nor deny.
I'll watch it. I have just a couple episodes left in The Gifted. And it's like,
Panda knows what's up.
I wish I would have watched that over some of the other superhero TV show stuff I've been watching.
Hi, Panda.
Because like it's set in the X-Men universe, but there aren't any costumes and none of that bullshit. It's really good.
Just rip that bandaid off.
Just pull it. Just do it. It's going to be like... No, make it happen.
It's birthday.
Yeah.
Should we tell birthday stories?
Oh, birthday stories.
The stories we can tell?
The stories we can tell?
This is missing a cookie!
What?
Birthday!
Oh, no, wait, they just... I see it. Nope, it's mine. Birthday.
Birthday provides.
Birthday provides.
Just like birthday provides, Bill and Ted.
I'm going to tell this first story.
All right.
So we rented this house in Soulard, and It was gorgeous.
It's true.
It was huge and it was gorgeous. So the master suite, which was where I was staying, had this huge jacuzzi tub and a huge shower that you could fit like 80 people in. At least 80 people. That's a conservative guesstimation.
Yeah.
So lots of things happen, but I wanted to tell this story specifically like this because this is how I...
perceived it?
Yeah. This is my perspective. Yeah, this is my experience.
All right.
So, Friday night was supposed to be chill night. A bunch of people showed up that we didn't know were showing up and got wasted.
Tony, I was sober.
Me too. I was sober.
And then Wait a minute. It was birthday. Why were you both sober?
Because Friday night was chill night. And then Saturday night was, because I didn't want to be hungover Saturday.
Sure.
That's not why I was sober, but I was sober.
I was sober and I had planned it that way. We were just supposed to chill, like, have dinner and, like, relax. These hooligans show up. One of them is David's friend from, like, high school or something.
Oh, grade school.
Grade school.
Second grade. Mad cow disease.
He gets hoisted.
Oh, he does. He is...
so wasted.
A monster.
So, me and Danny and Sutter are sitting in the kitchen. It's late at night, and shenanigans have been happening the whole time. We're just like, what the fuck is going on? This man, Matt, comes downstairs after a long time, and he's shirtless. Like, Matt, what are you doing? He's stumbling drunk. Matt, what is going on? What are you doing? He's like, I'm running the tub. I'm going to take a bath. Okay, Matt. He's like, there is a mirror. There is a two-way mirror in the shower. And I'm like, Matt, okay, whatever you say, man. Like, it's totally cool. And he's like freaking out about this two-way mirror. And I'm just like, whatever. This dude is like fucked up. Like,
a two-way mirror is a window.
Yeah. Well, it's not really. Because it wasn't.
It's a one-way mirror.
Okay, a one-way mirror. Whatever. Everyone was calling it a two-way mirror.
Not this guy.
So Matt is, like, stumbling around, and we're like, okay, I guess we'll go look at it. There was a mirror in the shower. I had seen it, but I just, like, it was just a mirror. Like, for whatever reason, it looked like about eye level, so I don't know, maybe people like shave or something. Like, I don't know. So we wait until everybody's done with the bathroom shenanigans. Like Matt was up there taking a bubble bath.
Oh, I'll tell that story in a second.
Yeah. Yeah, that's your story to tell. It was not mine. So the sober we finally gets to go upstairs, and lo and behold, one of the satellite bedrooms, you go into the closet, and there is a one-way mirror that looks into the shower.
No shit.
Yeah. It was more fucking real. I did not believe this man. Oh my god. And we were like, ah! So Danny's like feeling, they had like the router and shit up there in the closet, like next to it. Danny's like feeling around. He's like, I'm trying to find out if there's like recording equipment.
No kidding.
Yeah. There was a real life, you could see directly in.
Holy fuck.
Yeah.
That's not creepy at all.
It's not supposed to be that. Like, they had a whole bunch of, like in the jacuzzi tub, they also had the same type of mirror. Mm-hmm. It's just that they had, like, a TV screen behind it. I'm pretty sure they just needed, like, the TV was just missing from the thing. Like, there was supposed to be a TV there.
Right.
Because, like, there was, like, a DVR and shit set up next to it.
Yeah, that's for the recording.
The creep mirrors makes more sense to me, though. But here's what happened from my perspective of this sequence of events. As we have mentioned, I was sober. Okay?
Noted.
And there were a few members of the party who had gotten hoisted.
Hoisted?
And I'm not used to being the sober guy.
No.
Ever. And after several hours, I was ready to be finished being the sober guy. In the drunk group.
Isn't it?
So the fix was to remove myself from the drunk group. So I sneak upstairs and I'm like, I'm gonna take a fucking shower.
I got a text that says, I'm using your shower. Okay.
That was a courtesy text.
No, I know.
So I like get to the room and I grab a towel and like I hear someone in the hallway and I'm like, oh no. But it was just somebody else using the bathroom on the second floor, and then they like that person sprinted into the bathroom and then sprinted out of the bathroom at like an alarming speed, but they were gone. So I was like, oh, this is fucking perfect. Okay. So creep on down the hallway and like I'm in. So the master suite that Kayla's in, there's the bedroom. There's a long hallway that goes straight into the bathroom with a jacuzzi tub and the shower, and there's no doors. Okay. Right. So there's no doors between it, which is why I gave her the courtesy IM.
Right.
Like, I don't particularly give a shit, but if you come up to your room, you're gonna see a fat naked man.
I mean, I wouldn't have seen you if you were in the shower, but yeah, it was
looking
courtesy
through the mirror.
It was more of a danger if I had been in the other room.
I need to hang something in this. Whoa!
Burn my wall! So I'm like getting ready to enter the shower, and fucking Matt comes in, and he's like, "What are you doing?" I'm like, I'm going to take the shower. And he's fucking drunk. He's like, I'm going to use the jacuzzi tub. And I'm like, ah, man, I'm getting in the shower naked. Well, that's fine. I'm going to get the jacuzzi tub naked. I'm like, ah.
He's so drunk. He
begins drawing the jacuzzi tub bath. And he's just got the hot water just fucking blasting.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? So, like, he's standing there and he's talking to me. And I'm like, Matt, I really just want to get in the shower. Okay? And he just won't leave me alone. So, like, 5 minutes in, the jacuzzi tub's maybe 10% full. He's like, oh, I'm going to go burn a cigarette before I get in this jacuzzi tub. So he takes off. And I'm like, oh, fucking finally. So I get into the shower.
He could have gone out on the balcony.
Shh.
Right off the bathroom.
Yeah, but I wasn't going to fucking tell him that. I just wanted some peace and fucking quiet. Just some quiet with a hot shower.
You know, it's
probably
better because he probably would have fallen down those stairs.
He would have 100% fallen down those stairs and died. So get into the shower. And, like, there's a lot of controls in the shower. There's a lot of nozzles. There's a lot of spraying things. There's just a lot of controls to manipulate.
Right.
So I'm fucking around with them, and I'm like, what? Why isn't this shower getting hot? And I'm looking over at the jacuzzi tub with, like, this fucking steaming jacuzzi tub, and I'm like, did that motherfucker take all the fucking hot water? So I'm standing in this lukewarm shower. Matt comes back. The jacuzzi tub is like halfway done. I'm like, man, come on. Can you I just went to fucking, he keeps talking to me and I'm like, oh god fucking damn it. Okay. So then it proceeds to get worse.
Brace yourself. This is where the story starts.
Yeah. This is where the story turns real dark. Anna had been drinking.
Okay.
Okay. So she comes.
To be clear, of the two groups I've spoken of, which is the sober we.
Yeah.
And the others, Anna was most definitely on team the others.
Okay.
Very much so.
All right.
Okay. So I hear her coming down the hall and I'm like, no. I just wanted to take a hot 8-nozzled shower.
Oh my god, that shower was.
It was. Hey, buddy. I did go back and take that shower later after everybody else had gone. So she leans against the curtain, which I think she thought was a lot more solid than it was.
It wasn't.
It was not solid. Okay, so she falls into the shower. But, okay, so there's a little lip, right? So the water doesn't run out all over the fucking floor. So she, like, trips on the lip and then tries to catch herself on the shower head and falls in. So the width of the shower is about 5'8", 5'9", right?
Okay.
Okay, so just, like, slightly shorter than she is. So when she falls into the wall. And she falls into the wall head first. And then when she hits the wall, like, and I'm like, oh, fuck, Anna just died. Like, literally, I was like, oh, shit. If she's not dead, she's paralyzed.
Right.
The human neck does not do that.
The drunk human neck, fortunately, is rubber enough. That...
Yeah, yeah. And I'm like, oh, shit, are you okay? And she's like, oh, yeah, I'm fine. I'm like, get the fuck out of here, then. Go to bed. I eventually gave up. I just went back downstairs, and then everybody else left. I went back upstairs and took a shower.
Ugh.
That was night one.
That was night one.
How was the rest of the...
I was going to say, I feel like the rest of it wasn't as eventful, but the next night I was drunk, so...
So do you know if it was eventful or not?
The next night I was riding a high of Ghost Pepper, Mastermind, and Golden Monkey. I was in a state. I was in some kind of state.
Yeah, that's the day that I just was in a car and in a school gym.
Fun.
That kid's got to get his license, man.
I was in a car, a school gym, and Portillo's from 7 a.m. until 2 a.m.
Ew.
Yeah, that was pretty much it.
I stopped making memories around 11:30
a.m.?
No.
Oh.
P.M.
Well, at least you made it that far.
Yeah.
You think it was that
late? Well, I hope
not. I feel like it was much earlier than that.
Oh, actually, Tony, while we're here, can we get a ruling on something?
Sure. Yeah, let's.
Yeah.
What's up?
How do I phrase this neutrally? I don't want to lead the judge. Kayla has made the claim.
Okay.
That I prevent her from playing drinking games.
That is not... Okay, this is already false.
All right. So, I think we need to hear from
My claim is that David doesn't like to play drinking games, and he has vocally been opposed to doing so. Anytime I have brought it up at this table, David has acted like it's juvenile.
There's a lot of things he acts like are juvenile.
I know. And he claims he has never made such a statement.
It's hard for me to believe that the combination of two things I love is something I would reject.
I am struggling to remember a time that he has said that about drinking games, about drinking shots.
No, Absolutely. Not shots. Very specifically drinking games. Games like involving cards that tell you what to do, like, and how to drink. I know he has done this. And I almost, like, I wish I had the stamina to listen through all of the podcasts, because I'm almost positive it's happened on the podcast at least.
You know what? I'm pretty sure there are people that are listening now that probably have heard more of the podcasts and probably are more aware of what they say.
You guys do it. You just comb through and find it.
Yeah. So
I wanted to play Circle of Death.
I don't know what
that is. I have said Circle of Death is dangerous.
I don't know what that one is.
I don't know because what that means. Well, we played it differently than we played it on Saturday.
What is Circle of Death?
Circle of Death is when you put a can in the middle, mm-hmm. you circle it with cards, you pull the cards, they tell you like what to do.
Okay.
And then you have to put the card under the tab, and whoever pops the tab has to chug the drink.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I've never played with the tab and the can. We've always just played with the cards, and then like our cards were a lot simpler. Like the numbers didn't That's mean. Boring. The number, like, evens, you drank it, odds, you distributed the drinks.
That's boring.
And then the face cards. Yeah, no, it was more fun. The face cards.
I still want to play Battle Shots.
Yeah, I want to play Battle Shots, too.
Oh, yeah. Oh, suddenly somebody is, like, all on board for everything. Oh, yeah, I want to play Battle Shots.
I tried to set up that beer pong thing. I bought ping pong balls.
We got too drunk too quickly.
Well, you know what? It's time to burn the candle at both ends.
And then we flooded.
There was flooding.
I don't know if we should legally say.
Ruh-roh.
I actually think the flooding is probably less concerning than the gas leak.
That's true.
The oven wasn't working and I fixed it, Tony.
Oh, there you go.
But I'm not a licensed gas technician.
The Airbnb was gorgeous. It was gorgeous. There's a lot of, like, weird, what's the word I'm thinking of? Like, what is the
eccentricities?
Yeah.
Mm.
Like, the oven wasn't working.
Yeah.
Gorgeous, like, gas stovetop, not working.
The oven worked.
Oh, yeah.
The stovetop didn't work.
Okay.
the weird one-way mirror in the shower. Oh, we got there, and it hadn't been cleaned. Like, none of the beds were made, none of the trash was taken out, like.
That's strange.
There was a cake in the refrigerator.
Bonus cake. Birthday provides.
And there was like a full 20 pack of bottles in there.
Beer, yeah, Bud Light.
So I texted the dude and I'm like, hey man, whoever was here is not here anymore, right? Like, there's a bunch of shit in the fridge and the place isn't clean. He's like, what's in the fridge? I'm like, a bunch of beer and a cake. And he's like, well, feel free to have the beer. Oh,
yeah.
That wasn't up for discussion.
Poor Annie and Jordan.
Poor Annie and Jordan.
It was a cake that said, congrats, Annie and Jordan. It had not been touched. And it was from a Meijer.
Wow.
I don't know where there's a Meijer even close to that location.
2.5 hours away.
No, there has to be one closer. I could have sworn up they've recently opened a Meijer in St. Louis, but
I don't know.
But like, not maybe. Very close.
Hmm.
Anyway, the place was gorgeous, but weird.
You know how?
No, you're right. There isn't.
You know how St. Louis used to have a bunch of Kroger?
Yep.
I know where they're all at now.
Cincinnati?
Cincinnati and Kentucky. And also, they're kind of like Walmart. Like, they're the size of a Walmart. They've got a full-size grocery store and then also other stuff in them. Like, clothing.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. That makes
food
sense.
Court.
Like, Meijers are weird.
This is Kroger. Yeah.
Yeah.
This is Kroger. It was very strange. I went to one just for supplies, like, the first night. Then I went to another one the concert night because I had to pee so bad after the show and I didn't want to fight. It was one of those kind of venues that all the bathrooms are in the basement.
Yeah, fuck
and,
that.
And also the bathrooms are the stairs down to the basement are right next to the stage. So you have to wade through the crowd to go down to the basement to go to the bathroom. Like, I'll just tie a rubber band around it. It's fine. And then
peeing an empty beer bottle.
So I go to this concert. Ticket was like $20. It should have been $25. They did a coupon right after the first of the year. So I got a $20 ticket. When I'm buying the ticket, they're like, hey, you can get VIP for $10. VIP gets you a separate, completely separate line that the VIP line goes in before everybody else.
Done.
All right, good.
Yeah.
I'm up to 30. That's fine.
I don't need any other incentive.
I'm not feeling well the night of the show. Like, I didn't sleep much the weekend before because of the Holden's chauffeuring duties that I had to take care of. So, like, I'm just not feeling good. I'm, like, coming off of stuff. My stomach's just jacked up. So I'm like, I just need to find some place to sit.
Yeah, yeah.
But this is standing room only. It's general admission. So I'm looking around. I walk in and they're like, there's a riser right behind the soundboard with some tables and chairs on it. And it's roped off. There's one on either side of the room also. So I turn and I'm looking at it, and there's a sign that says, ask us about upgraded seating. I turn around to the lady. I said, I'm asking about upgraded seating. She's like, it's $25. You get a table. You get a reserve seat.
Done.
She's like, I haven't even told you the best part. I was like, well, you tell me the best part while I get my money out. You also get wait service.
Oh,
you don't have to wait in line at the bars. And I'm like, are you fucking kidding me?
Oh.
Nope. This is the best $25.
Yeah, I've spent, no kidding.
I think since Mardi Gras that year that I spent $20 for P pass.
Yeah.
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 It was so good. I had a great seat right behind the soundboard.
Oh,
it was so good.
That's amazing. That's hot. We saw Electric Six on Sunday.
Yeah. How are they?
Fucking great. Dick Valentine is so goddamn great.
I'm not familiar with their music.
Yeah, me neither. But it's at the Duck Room, and there's like, I don't know, 50 to 100 people who show up there.
Mm.
So like the dude playing the guitar is like that far away.
Oh, yeah.
So, and fucking Dick Valentine.
I don't know really how to describe it. Like, he's just...
He's engaging.
Yeah.
In a way... It's almost like it's 75% concert and 25% stand-up.
Because,
like, he is
but
really...
But he hardly says anything. Like, it's, like...
But he's really efficient. Yeah. He doesn't need to say a lot, but it feels like a lot.
All right.
He's got this look about him, Tony. He's got a look.
He's a
little... You ready with everybody?
Then we rode out the final hours of birthday.
Yeah.
The courtesy diner off Hampton.
Oh, we got this sushi. I had a great sushi experience. Kayla's was less great.
Mm.
The food was amazing.
Everything
I ordered from the waiter, though, I had to order twice. She just wouldn't bring it. And then, like, she brought my soda the second time I asked for it. And she brought, it was like a Jones soda, like a bottle.
Right.
She put it on the table, and then she comes back a little while later, knocks it over onto me. And then it's just, like, I'm just dripping. She's like, oh, I'm so sorry. She goes and she, like, brings some napkins. But it's, like, all over the floor still. And she's like, oh, I'll clean that up later. And I'm just, like, sitting next to her. I'm like, okay. And then she didn't replace my drink. And I don't think she what's the word for it when they don't make you, they don't
comp
you. She didn't comp it.
Oh, wow.
I'm just sitting there like sticky with this soda that she knocked over. Right, Panda?
My food was amazing.
The food was great. Like, I had no complaints about the food.
I ordered a flaming sushi
once I got it.
It came out on fire.
Nice.
It was fucking amazing. Holy shit.
In like a little Viking boat.
So
aluminum one.
The first night I stayed in Versailles, Kentucky, which I would have thought it would have been pronounced Versailles.
Yeah.
And I had been going around for like a week saying Versailles.
Because
that's what it. Stupid me. I live in St. Louis. You know, I live close enough to St. Louis to know that people don't know how to pronounce French names.
Oh, wait. Isn't there like an Athens nearby here?
New Athens. Yeah.
New Athens.
Yeah.
Gross.
Yeah.
Yeah.
In New Baden. Instead of Baden,
it's is that
Germany?
Fucking Germans.
My boss is from Kentucky, and I was saying, oh yeah, I'm gonna be going through the Bourbon Trail and hitting a few of the sites. And he goes, oh, you know, you're gonna go to? He's like, oh, Four Roses. That's in Versailles. I was like, yes, Versailles. That's where it is, because you're from Kentucky and you presumably know that that's how it is pronounced there. So, yes, I will call it for sales from now on because I don't feel like getting beat by a hick.
Hard no.
So, I stay in the hotel and there's a Mexican place, like, just down the block.
So I
head on down there and I order myself a pitcher of peach margaritas for myself.
Hell yeah.
And start eating chips.
Hard yes.
Waiting for the waiter to come by and bring me, you know, to take my order for food. I get 3/4 of the way through the pitcher.
Yes.
He has not taken my order for food yet. He finally comes by and I'm like, hey man, you know what? I think I'm just ready to pay.
Holy shit.
Yeah.
Nice.
I was hammered.
Hell yeah.
On peach margaritas and chips and salsa. Now, he managed to bring me a refill of chips and salsa without taking my order.
That's Panda, fine. I'm not opening that door for you. Last time, you psyched me out.
So then, like, a block the other way, I see, oh, there's a fast food place that has, they sell chicken. I want some chicken. I'm drunk.
Yeah, so this is why your stomach was all fucked up the next day. The story also unfolds.
Also, this was Monday. Monday was the first day. I had already done a sampling at Buffalo Trace. Mm-hmm. On Tuesday, I also did samplings at Four Roses and then the Moonshine Place. Mm-hmm. So, mm-hmm. so I get this like 3-piece order of chicken, sides. I'm like, I'm gonna walk back. I go back. I sit down. I'm like, ah, why is there so much fucking butter in this bag? Oh, I did that.
Oh,
I eat one piece of chicken. I'm like, yeah, I'm
done. This is too much.
I'm done. I've eaten too much.
I flew too high.
And that's when the night ended, at least as far as I know.
I did fly too high.
It was a fun trip, though. I had a good time. Yeah. And the car handled beautifully. At one point, I'm driving through, I think at this point I was in Indiana on the way back. Yeah. And there's like this, in the right-hand lane, there's a string of semis. The last one in line has a double trailer on it. And he's just all over, just weaving back and forth, like into the center lane, over off the shoulder. He kept easing off to the shoulder and then whipping back into the center so that second trailer kept coming over. You know what? Fuck this. I don't want to be near this anymore.
Punch it.
So I just punched it.
Yeah.
And I'm like, just launch myself past all of them. I'm like, I better slow down. Oh, shit. I'm going 95.
Hell yes.
Like, and I could barely tell. I mean, it was just... It was so nice.
Fuck them, Tony.
Yep.
You got places to be.
Hey, this is Tony.
This is Kayla.
This is David.
We are the Backseat Producers. We are talking about...
Captain Marvel.
Captain Marvel this week. Marvel. We're also going to talk about Captain Marvel. What are we talking about next week?
We're seeing Us on Tuesday.
I should see that. I need to see if I can make time to see that this weekend. We did see Alita.
That looks dreadful.
Oh, the Battle Angel?
It was not.
Allegedly.
Really struggling to believe the things you're telling me, Tony. I don't want to call you a liar, but
I know. I was,
why are you lying to me?
I was... It surprised me.
Okay. I only bring
it's up... It's not a great movie.
Okay, all right. There we go.
It's not a great movie, but I thought it was a good movie. And the special effects are just fucking incredible. Because Jim Cameron's behind it.
I don't have any time between that and now to see any other movie. I have plans solidly booked. That's not a joke.
Oh, we'll figure something out for next week.
Yeah, I'm not going to watch it on Netflix or whatever.
Kayla, shall I quote The Hangout?
Quoth The Hangout.
Well, the Hangout and the Facebook post, too, if I'm not mistaken.
What did I say on my Facebook post?
Let me pull that back up. I am readying my soul for the podcast tonight, which I feel may be an event. This is all with proper capitalization and punctuation, which becomes important when we talk about The Hangout, which is all caps, no punctuation. I want to talk about this movie right now. Now it's at 6:45 p.m.
Immediately after leaving the
movie. I thought as much. So what did you think of the movie?
I fucking loved it. And I know that I'm pretty sure I saw David post some bullshit about it last week.
No.
Hard no.
No.
No, that's not what the thing was about. Good. You know what? Finish your high-level review. I'll find the thing I posted.
That's it.
I think that's it.
I fucking loved it. I walked out of this movie...
Like, Was it?
Okay, so I knew it. So when I lived in Maine, this thing happened. It was right around the time that Pokemon came out, where these kids went to this cemetery and practiced like their kung fu moves on the tombstones and caused like thousands of dollars worth of damage. And it was this huge to-do.
Is this a confession?
No. But as I was walking out of the movie theater, I fully identified with these children back then because I just wanted to kick things and like fight. I was so fucking pumped.
Yeah, what you're describing is the same feeling I had walking out of, until I was probably like 15, any Rocky movie that I saw in the theater. I was just ready to be a boxer. Yeah. I'm just ready to box everything.
I hate this.
Exactly. Exactly.
Yeah. No, I get it. Completely get it.
So that's my high level. All
right.
More or less so than Wonder Woman?
More so. By far.
You could only have been better with that fucking baseline.
I'm done with my review because we will get to the...
What's your high level review?
Probably top three of the Marvel movies. Still not better than Ragnarok. Ragnarok's not going to get unseated, okay? Let's just...
Tony, what'd you think?
I loved it. I thought it was great.
Oh, shit. I thought for sure I was coming into a fight. That's why I was like...
No, I really enjoyed it.
What did you post that made me think that you were going to tear this movie apart?
The title of the article is Captain Marvel Deserves a Better Movie.
Okay. I didn't read it because I was bracing myself for...
Captain Marvel plays it safe when it could have been something fearless and bold. We can discuss some of the points.
Yeah, I'm interested in hearing some of those points.
Let me read it and summarize so we're not reading this fucking...
This laptop is looking a lot like a tombstone. So many thousands of dollars worth of tombstones.
Let's talk about the things we liked about it first. You know what this movie didn't suffer from? Feeling like it was jammed in the middle.
No, you're right.
Like, you knew that shit, like, you knew Fury was eventually going to become, like, the Nick Fury from all the other fucking movies. Mm-hmm. It didn't feel like it. Like, he felt like just a normal dude.
They gave Nick Fury more character in this movie than he's had.
My mom calls me Fury.
What do you call her? Fury?
Fury.
That shit was great.
Yeah, there was just a lot more... It was a lot more dialogue. You had a lot more to work with.
Mm-hmm.
Nick Fury in the rest of the Marvel Universe is...
An eye patch.
He's an eye patch that moves chess pieces around the board.
Yep.
In this, he was a person who was a part of the story with agency.
Yeah. And, like, an invested agency in this story.
Yeah.
Which I dug. Because, you know, Sam Jackson's a great actor. Mm-hmm.
I thought Brie Larson was brilliant.
Marvel. There were so many things that happened in the movie that, like, I don't know whose decision they were, and they could have been in the script, they could have been actors' decisions, they could have been directors' decisions, but it all felt so organic and so natural. Like, the fact that she comes out of a fight and her hair is a fucking mess. Like, she doesn't look perfectly coiffed after coming out of a fight. Yeah. Like, at one point, they even kind of poke fun of it because she blows the hair out of her face. It's like, it was just so many good little moments like that, you know, she's a person.
Especially for her character. Like, there's just a lot of humanization and a lot of like really fun feeling quirks and
she's getting chased and the dude runs around the corner and screams at her and she screams back at him.
And like, it didn't feel so, like, with what's her face with Black Widow,
mm-hmm.
all the Marvel movies pull punches with her. Like, they don't, when she gets into fights, she's won the fight. But like, the opening sequence with what's his face and Brie Larson, like, he just straight punches her in the fucking face.
Yeah.
Like, they are, like, they're not pulling punches, like, anywhere here.
Right.
Yeah, that's a big, it's getting a lot better, but that's always been a big thing, like, in movies.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's one of the reasons that I loved Atomic Blonde so much, is because they...
Oh,
because
she got fucked up.
Yeah, fuck her up.
Yeah.
Not that I want to see women getting fucked up, but like, if it's a movie about like a woman being a badass, then
If you're a warrior or a spy or a soldier and you get fucked up, that's part of the job.
Yeah, like the context of the getting fucked up is pretty important. And it's like really shitty too when it's like what's her face in Lord of the Rings. Like, she doesn't really get fucked up. She's in the middle of that fucking battle. Like, a horse falls on her. It's like, what? Mm-hmm. Like, come on.
I was in love with the 90s like motif.
Mm-hmm, that fucking soundtrack.
Fuck yes.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Oh my god, that was so good.
Mm-hmm. I mean, it's kind of depressing that, like, now the retro stuff is the music I listen to, but...
Really? Is that hard for you?
Well, Tony, some of us aren't 100 years old.
When Just a Girl started playing in that, like, final that battle fight. Scene, I nearly lost my fucking mind. Yeah.
I fucking knew it. I fucking knew it.
Fucking beside myself.
I was sitting in the theater when that was going. I'm like, Kayla's gonna fucking shit her pants.
I was. Yeah.
No, that was. I enjoyed it all around. As a Marvel fan, as somebody who's read a lot of the comic books, I didn't read a lot of Captain Marvel. When I was reading the comics, Marvel was a dude. The original Captain Marvel was a guy. Mm-hmm. So they made a big change with that, but that doesn't bother me. I don't care.
Yeah.
They changed the character considerably also. So it wasn't Marvel. Like... Yeah, Marvel. They changed the character considerably. It's a different character that they gave the same name to. But they're not going to go back and tell the story of Marvel because it's overly complicated. It's a great story, but it's overly complicated and it really wouldn't serve any purpose.
Yeah, they got to get this shit moving for Endgame.
Yeah. One of the things that they did to subvert my expectations, and they did the same thing in Iron Man 3, was they fundamentally changed characters in a way that like you expect them to be one thing, and they are completely different. Because the Skrulls are bad fucking news. They are horrible. Like they are
in the
evil
comics.
In the comic books. They are. Yeah, they take over people's lives. There's this whole secret invasion that happens where they have replaced people all throughout the world. And, like, they're people who have been heroes we've known for years. It turns out they were Skrulls the whole time, you know. The Kree are just as bad in their own way. So in that respect, like, it didn't surprise me when the Kree were also the bastards. That the Skrulls were victims the whole time, that was... completely different than the way the comic books are. Yeah. But I loved it.
Yeah, I was going to say, I really like it.
Because the ugly ones, the ones that look like monsters, they just wanted a safe place to live, you know? And I love that they changed that for this story. Because I know going into the movie, a lot of the fan expectation was that Thanos is going down. We know Thanos is going down in Endgame. So who's going to be the next big bad? So the idea was probably that the Skrulls were going to be the next big bad. So unless something changes drastically, which it could because it's been like almost 30 years since, well, 25 years since the events of this movie and Endgame happen.
Mm-hmm.
So things could change. They'd have to really earn that from here. And I don't,
they're not.
I hope they don't go that route with this, just because I really liked what they did here. Like, it was so different.
Yeah. Cause when they like reveal that the Skrulls aren't the bad guys, they give them really good, interesting characters.
Yeah.
Like, they're really compelling
and funny.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, really funny. Cool.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I like that Marvel understands they've learned in their last, say, 3 or 4 movies that you can tell a serious story but still be funny, and you can balance them. You don't have to tell joke a minute, and you don't have to have everything be grim and dour. They're finding a really good balance, and Ragnarok is the best example of it. It does lean itself too far to the funny side. It doesn't take itself as serious. There's not a serious story. There's some serious implications of things that happen in it, but it's not as serious as it could be.
Yeah, no, undoubtedly.
Yeah, I really like it. I like what they did. I'm really curious about this article, though.
Oh, yeah, I forgot.
There was when we first got the teaser that there was going to be a Captain Marvel movie at the end of...
Infinity War?
Yeah, when Nick Fury pages, which I'd completely forgotten about. I looked up a bunch of information on Captain Marvel, and there was this really... Because one of my first instincts after I watched this movie was like, I need more of this character. Mm-hmm. But then I remember that there was like this kind of big to-do about the original female Captain Marvel, like, and how they ended her storyline. And there was this amazing article written about it, and I can't remember what it was called now, about how they had, like, for lack of a better word, castrated this what could have been a really empowered, like, good female character.
Was this, like, back in the 80s?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because she...
I know the story.
Yeah. I think we talked about it.
No, we haven't talked about it, but I know in the comic books what ultimately happens to her.
She gets tricked into carrying the child of some dude, like, being impregnated. Mm-hmm. And by tricked, like, the article frames this, like, this is a rape. Like, and then she, like, develops Stockholm Syndrome and, like, runs away with this guy after, like, it's this deeply traumatic event that happens to her, and it is portrayed as such in the comic, and then she's just okay with it and wants to, like, it's not even a child, it's like him reborn. Like, it's a really weird situation.
Comics are dumb.
That sounds like an... I'm not remembering that.
Well,
what I'm thinking of is the fact she had her power stripped away. Which is interesting because that takes place
entirely in butts
through an X-Men story. So the character Rogue,
yeah,
she touches people and takes their powers.
Tell me more, Tony.
She was a villain at one point before she joined the X-Men.
Aren't they all?
She grabbed Carol and took so much of her power. She permanently took her invulnerability and her flight. So Carol just became Carol Danvers. Like, she didn't have powers anymore. And that's why Rogue could suddenly fly and be invulnerable and not just steal powers. So I've actually seen a few memes going around where now that the Fox stuff is coming into the Marvel Universe, that could be a way to balance the scales with her power, because she is far and away the most powerful being. The
power creep is
called On the Rape of Miss Marvel.
Okay.
And it was written way, way, way long ago, like when the issues were first coming out. But anyways, I'm sorry, I didn't mean to cut.
No, that's fine.
Yeah, the power creep with her is
Miss Marvel, Captain Marvel.
Yeah. Captain Marvel.
It's too much.
Something's gonna have to happen.
Yeah.
She's gonna run out of magic sparkly dust.
Yeah.
I was thinking that while it was happening, but I was so high on
Lee Pace.
On what?
On Lee Pace.
Lee Pace.
Is Ronan the Destroyer?
No.
I did like him. How they brought him back, because I was not expecting to ever see that character again.
Oh, I did.
Did you?
Yeah, no, I knew he was in it.
I didn't know he was in it.
I knew he was going to be in it beforehand, which is why I was like, all right, well, the reveal that these were the bad guys wasn't that much of a reveal. They're like, oh, we'll just call Ronan in. That guy was a tool. So these people are also probably tools. Tools. All right. So this Vox article. The movie feels like a trailer intended to show you how powerful Captain Marvel is, rather than the story of how she became a hero. That's a nice little summary.
Already inaccurate, but go on.
I don't disagree. So the movie is... The main point of this article is that Carol doesn't have a personality for 3/4 of the movie. Because of the amnesia plot, basically everything she knows about herself, other people are telling her. So, oh, you were this, you were that, you were this. Okay.
But she still has a personality. She's tenacious, she's playful, she's brave. Like, and those were all things she was before she got amnesia. Like, those are all things that she carries with her.
Mm-hmm.
Like, to say that she doesn't have a personality, I don't even completely know how to argue that, because it's so like, wrong, because out of a lot of the female characters I can think of in Marvel movies, she has such, like...
She has a personality.
Yeah. Like, she's so developed as a character, like...
Sun's getting real low, buddy.
It's getting real low. Why are you saying that?
Stop saying that.
Stop saying that.
Carol Danvers is a good soldier until Nick Fury tells her that she's actually someone who isn't afraid to buck authority and do what's right. Which I find accurate.
Nick who says what?
Nick Fury. Carol Danvers is a good soldier until Nick Fury tells her that she's actually someone who isn't afraid to buck authority and do what's right.
Except she does that. The beginning, like, the implication when she's talking to Jude Law.
Yeah.
I don't remember his character's name. But,
Jude.
Yeah, Jude. Yeah, let's call him Jude.
Commander
Jael. Jael Creeface.
It's Jael.
Jael Creeface. Crefus. Joe Crefus. That's Joe his name.
There it is. We landed. We got there.
Perfect. Took a minute, but we're there. Yeah, like, I thought the implication from him was that she doesn't always follow the rules and...
Yeah.
Yeah, so...
He's literally like, hey, if you do that again, we're taking you to whatever the name of the thing is.
The Supreme Intelligence or whatever.
And then she immediately does it again.
Like, yeah.
She doesn't seem to me like she's just a, like, a robot. Oh, also, I was kind of, like, rolling my eyes at the beginning of the movie because I didn't realize the twist it was going to take, like, that the Kree were going to be the bad guys.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, this whole beginning fight where it's like, you got to use your head, not your emotions. I'm just like, like, I'm so tired of that, like, that trope, like, to be, like, a good warrior, like, a good fighter.
Good soldier.
But, like, that's kind of the whole point of the movie is, yeah, like, that is not the case.
I mean, like, that is how she beats the intelligence. The Supreme Intelligence, by not using your head.
Mm-hmm. Right. But yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, I was kind of rolling my eyes because I didn't think that was going to happen.
Be the clever foreshadowing it was.
Yeah. Yeah. So I was really, like, really excited about that.
Yeah. No, I enjoyed that quite a fucking bit.
Mm-hmm.
Because that is such, like, even in real life, that's such, like, a
mm-hmm.
A thing right now.
Yeah.
You gotta use logic.
Stop being so emotional.
Yeah, don't be so emotional. You have to use logic. Logic is so much better. Okay.
Stop being such a girl.
I just like that they pulled the fast one on me. He's like, oh,
fast ones pulled on me.
Yeah. Use your head, not your emotions, and then they immediately go to the Supreme Intelligence, and it just fucking flew right past me. I like when they get me.
Was that it?
That's basically the rest of the article. Although, this part down here is, I am all about. Carol's amnesia plot is told through the lens of a space opera, a buddy cop comedy, a coming-of-age flick, and a 90s lesbian romance. She even has a beloved leather jacket that, just like many movies from the 90s, think Fried Green Tomatoes or A League of Their Own, is full of lesbian subtext, but stops short of actually pulling the trigger.
I know there was some, like, controversy around why they didn't just
pull the trigger,
do it, but I didn't.
But
and maybe I'm not the right person.
But does it need to? I mean,
I actually liked that there was no romance plot
at all. Yeah.
I was like, oh fucking, thank
it was.
God.
It would have been. It was unnecessary for the story they were telling.
I kept like cringing, waiting for them to do it with Jude Law.
Oh, thank God they did not do it with Jude.
Like,
Law.
Not even fucking a little. Like, not even before. Like, that, you know, they're kind of like have this like flirty whatever, but it's like very vague and.
It almost seemed, the flirting in those scenes almost seemed to be manipulative to try to get them to get their guard down during
put
the
her
fight.
On the fucking team.
Yeah.
Hey, I'm ready to do this. Let's get on the fucking team. Let's go fuck something up. Yeah.
Yeah. So I was actually really appreciative that they didn't do any sort of
too. All right. Good talk.
And even to go, like, when she got her memories back, like, all the memories are about, like, this friendship and this little family that she had,
mm-hmm.
and not about some lover
dude,
that she
some
lost.
Dude or some chick, some
lover.
Love
that
it.
Word makes me unhappy unless it's between meat and pizza. Yes, Lemon, we are lovers.
This might be my favorite Marvel movie.
You get the fuck
no.
out.
No, it might be my favorite.
You know what? It's not your birthday anymore.
You know what?
We didn't play that once.
It's my birthday.
It's my birthday.
I posted it in the Hangout.
Yeah.
On
Hangout.
The Sausage Fest Hangout.
Yep.
It's my birthday.
Yeah.
I don't remember this.
I did.
It's there.
But yeah, I also realized that we didn't.
I'm trying to think. I think this might have been the best use of a montage in a Marvel movie also. The montage was really good.
The montage was really fucking good.
I liked that.
Of her standing up.
Of her falling down and then of her standing up.
Oh my God.
That was really fucking good.
So good.
Yeah, because they're like building her up like, we made you, like, blah, blah, blah.
And I really dug how,
like, good.
Even before that, whenever she was having a flashback, it was of her falling down.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Like, and it doesn't, you don't realize it. I didn't realize it until later when they had the montage of her standing up. That was like, man, they earned that.
They did.
Yeah.
That was well earned.
Yeah. It was pretty, they also showed that during the trailer. So I also kind of was waiting for it.
Oh.
Oh, I didn't see it.
I didn't
but,
pay much attention.
I knew it was coming.
I've become jaded to so many trailers because they they show yeah. things that then don't end up being in the movie, or they're so out of context that it's just like, eh, okay.
It made me excited for Endgame.
It didn't make me excited for Endgame.
I get to see more Captain Marvel, and that makes me excited.
I'm not going to see that cat, which makes me not excited.
It's not a cat.
It's not a cat.
That's not a cat.
It's a fucking cat. It's not a cat.
His reaction to it, when Goose came out, he's just like, what are you doing with that?
His character was so good.
It was really, yeah. really good.
He's like, no deceit. They're like, who's the dude outside then? Okay. okay, granted.
Yeah, when, so that scene fucking turned. Like, that was a full 180. Like, when that dude was hilarious, I was like, oh, shit.
Yeah.
This is fucking great.
That, the movie would have fallen apart if that scene would not have landed the way it did.
Yeah.
Because it went to such high drama that then just like, wait, what?
Yeah.
Is this happening? Because this doesn't seem to be where I thought this was headed.
Yeah. 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 No, they full on took me for a ride.
Yeah. Well, and especially considering I would have never made the leap that the Skrulls were not the bad guys.
Yeah, until that very moment. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
They were just hanging out on that fucking ship for 3 years.
Well, even then, I really wasn't fully...
Six.
Yeah, I wasn't fully invested in the fact that he wasn't just lying through his teeth until they got on the ship and the family came out. And it's like, oh... He's not lying. It was a Skrull. I just expected him to be lying. Right. So,
Skrullist. Jesus Christ. Well,
fucking Skrulls. I did hear somebody complaining. So, in previously when we've seen Skrulls, and like in Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D., they've only ever showed the blue skin, or the Kree. They've only ever showed the blue skin Kree, but there were pink skin Kree in this one. They didn't even bother to explain that. Like, why do you need to explain it?
Yeah,
we have you know, khaki skin people here, and we have brown skin people here. So why do you have to explain that?
Khaki?
Well,
khaki.
Kind of
accurate, I think. What are the stats?
Fucking
for
white people.
Captain Marvel.
Best March opening, best female led opener.
I think it just lost to us.
Did
though.
You know the whole time, and that's why we never hung out? No, I just didn't like you. Just talking to Minerva during the end battle. Like, I like.
Yeah.
No, I just didn't like you.
I like that actress, Gemma Chan. She's in Humans.
Is she a human?
No, she is not.
False advertising.
She's one of the synths.
Oh, gross. Gross.
Is Us going to beat this for...
I think it already
best opening?
Did.
Did it? It hasn't opened yet.
Has it not?
It opens this weekend.
What the fuck was I reading on an article then?
Is it Us?
It's just Us. I did the same thing.
I keep doing the same thing because that's a TV show.
It's a TV show.
Yeah, Us opens this weekend.
Oh, why? I don't know what the fuck I was reading then that said it had already beat it, but
it may have, but just in pre-sales, it's possible.
I mean, it's gonna be fucking good.
I just always get anxious because, like, obviously this movie had a bunch of
like the numbers matter.
Yeah, like, which sucks. Like, I should just be able to enjoy this fucking movie for what it is, and not have to worry if it's a success in the box office. But it matters.
I see a lot of grousing about this movie, and like,
it was fine.
It was a good movie.
Yeah.
Like, the complaints are marginal in their effectiveness. And then they have to pull shit like, well, that's not Marvel's story. It's like, dude.
Well, I don't know if you watched the other
25 movies. If you're 20 movies into this and you're complaining about the story not matching, you need to just shut the fuck up because you don't have a point. It's good, isn't it?
So smooth.
I don't even remember what everybody was bitching about with this movie.
It's that she's a chick.
Yeah.
That's what it boils down to.
That it's got a girl in it, and that a boy didn't save her.
That sucks.
She did punch him right in the fucking face.
Oh, that end when he's like, all right, you proved me without all the lights. She's just like...
Prove to me.
I was so excited.
That was so good.
Is Monica a character... Like,
who is that?
The little girl. I thought she might be like a character in another one of the Marvel. I haven't seen enough of them, honestly.
She is not, but I would imagine we're seeing her in Endgame.
Yeah.
I can't imagine that we won't see her in Endgame.
Yeah.
Because if you do the math, plus that whole, I'm going to build a spaceship.
Yeah. All right. What I was thinking is like, is she like.
She's clearly going to be the one to build the spaceship to save
Tony Stark.
Tony Stark.
Yeah.
I mean, like. If that doesn't happen, that's almost going to be disappointing at this point. Just because it seems to be so clearly foreshadowed.
Yeah.
The only other way I can think of it happening is if on Captain Marvel's trip back in, she's like, hey, yeah, and I also picked this dude up.
Yeah,
that seems unlikely.
That would suck, though.
That'd be a serious stretch of...
timing.
Yeah.
Also, like, just...
the logistics of finding someone out there. The sheer
vastness of space.
Well, we only have to wait till next month.
Is that when Endgame comes out?
Yeah. The end of April.
Yeah.
Fuck.
Yep.
I'll be excited to put this behind me. Until the next 50 movies start.
Strap in. Because they're coming. Do you think
they're going to do more? Like,
This is only phase one.
No, this is phase three.
Whatever, it's still phase one.
Phase four starts with Far From Home.
Ugh. Oh, I saw the trailer for a new X-Men movie, but all I cared about was...
was this Dark Phoenix?
Yeah. Yes. What's his face is in it?
James McAvoy.
Yes.
Did you see that fucking trailer for Brightburn? Holy fucking shit.
Yeah.
James Gunn, it's the Superman story. Only the kid is a fucking monster.
Yeah.
Like, it's a horror movie. Like,
James Gunn wrote it. He's not directing it. He wrote it.
I don't care.
Yeah.
Like, he just becomes...
or does he just produce it?
I don't fucking know, Tony. But it looks so fucking good.
It looks amazing.
Yeah. It was like, holy shit.
Is there another trailer out for it? Because there's a trailer. Yeah, there was a trailer.
The trailer just dropped like this week.
Did you guys see the trailer for that fucking weird hero, the superhero movie?
Shazam?
Yeah,
that looks great.
Yeah.
Does it?
I love that.
Does it look great?
It does. It really does.
Yeah.
I love Zach Levi.
I did like the part of the trailer where he was like, did you see it on the kids? Like, yeah, you just electrocuted that bus and almost killed everybody.
Can you keep a secret? Yeah. No, she can't. Ah, damn it. No, that looks fucking great.
Yeah.
No, I'm essentially a 15-year-old in a man's body with superpowers. That Brightburn movie looks so fucking good, though, Tony.
I know it does.
Oh, it looks painfully good.
The screenplay is by Brian and Mark Gunn. James Gunn is the producer.
Well, it's going to be good.
Yeah. It looks amazing.
Yeah.
I first saw a trailer for it 3 or 4 months ago. If there's another trailer out there, I need to see it.
Oh, it's I'm pretty sure it's new.
Yeah, it looks like the official trailer number 2, March 6th.
Yeah, we'll toss it on the TV when we're done here.
There's a 5-minute extended trailer as of the 18th.
Just in time for Satisfactory.
You know what? I don't think I have anything else.
Yeah, that's the problem with the movie. Like, it was just really good. So
I honestly didn't have any major gripes about it.
Yeah.
I thought I was going to complain about the whole head versus heart thing, and they
fixed that problem.
Yeah, real fucking hard. The characters were all really good. I was engaged like the whole time. Mm-hmm. I usually check out during superhero movies.
Yeah, Julie said she kind of checked out. She's like, I was a little bored.
Did Aaron see it?
Yes, she loved it.
Did she check out?
You can talk to her about tomorrow.
Did she check out when they went to the fucking mountain? Because that was like the boringest sequence.
I don't know. I don't know when she checked out specifically.
When they go for the plans for the hyperdrive or whatever the fuck it was to NORAD. No, Cheyenne Mountain?
Oh, they go into the...
yeah, wherever the
vault?
Fuck.
Yeah.
I'm still in.
Then it was very buddy cop.
Mm-hmm.
He's gonna fucking tape and she's just watching him fuck around with that tape. And then he's like, you let me mess around with this tape for so long.
He pulls out a fucking pager.
But that felt very authentic.
I guess it is weird. Like, how many movies do you see that are like period pieces? Like, that set in the 90s? Like, or it's like, oh, they're using pagers. God damn it.
That was the tech.
Everything she's wearing is like so 90s grunge. Like,
I did love that too.
I
did.
Oh, I'm in the night.
There were some high waisted.
Oh, I love it so much.
There were some high waisted jeans in there too.
Yeah. Ripped knees, a 9-inch nails t-shirt. Yeah. Fucking A.
Listen, Trent Reznor didn't know his business.
She gets catcalled by that dude and then she steals his motorcycle. Yeah. Oh, yes. I just love this movie so much.
So I found out, I realized we were watching one of these show choir competitions and the kids come out in like period clothing. So they're wearing jeans with holes in them. And I'm looking, it's like,
Where's this going?
This is really interesting. The pattern of holes in these jeans, regardless of the size of the person wearing them, are exactly the same. The sequence of the cuts along the leg, on each side of the leg, on the back pocket, they're like exactly the same. It was so strange. Almost like they made a complete set of pants and then ran them through a slicer. That cut a very specific pattern into them. It was very weird.
That is, are ripped jeans still a thing? Or a thing again?
Yeah, they're a thing again.
I'm down with it. I just don't wear jeans anymore.
I don't like wearing jeans. These legs need to breathe.
His legs gotta go their own way.
You know.
Just like Meg Ta.
I mean, what is the point of having these calves if you're gonna fucking hide them?
Right?
Don't hide your lantern under a bushel basket. It's from the Bible. It's for you, buddy.
Thanks, man. Appreciate it.
Hide these nuts under a bushel basket.
You should probably hide these nuts under a bushel basket.
I should. Yeah, you're right.
Two bushel baskets, though.
Just put side by sides. Angle them a little bit. Give yourself a little room.
All right.
I don't have shit else for this movie.
Nope. We'll talk about something next time. We'll figure it out. Yeah. Figure it out.
We'll figure it out.
All right. Bye.